Have you ever wondered how the neighborhood of Canton was given its name? The first ethnic Chinese set foot in the U.S. right here in Baltimore's harbor when John O'Donnell, an Irish merchant, landed his ship, the Pallas, in Baltimore Harbor in the newly independent United States on August 12, 1785. Dr. Evan Dolly, an assistant professor of history at Goucher College, tells us more about the world traveler who gave name to the iconic East Baltimore neighborhood and the contribution his family made to establishing Baltimore as a leading hub for trade.
When I moved to Baltimore to begin teaching East Asian history at Goucher College, I knew only two things about Baltimore's relationship with China. One, the first ethnic Chinese to set foot in the United States of America did so in Baltimore's harbor around 1785. Two, a historic connection was written on the city's geography in the neighborhood of Canton. These two facts intrigued me, and so I did a little research at the Enoch Pratt Library, and it turned out that they were connected through the merchant John O'Donnell. John O'Donnell was born in Ireland in 1749, and as an adult he journeyed to India to work for the British East India Company. Having made a small fortune there, he decided to return home around 1780. But according to the stories that have circulated about his life, on his journey home, he was kidnapped in the Arabian Peninsula. Once he was able to escape, he returned to India, and he made a second fortune in the China trade, which was centered at the Chinese port of Canton. When he decided to leave the Far East, he chose this time to journey to the New World, and arrived in the newly independent United States at Baltimore on August 12, 1785. His ship, the Pallas, carried both a lucrative cargo of teas, silks, porcelains, and other items, and a crew of people from various parts of East Asia. Among these crew members were the first Chinese who set foot on post-independence American soil. While those Chinese seem to have vanished from history, we know that John O'Donnell chose to remain in Baltimore, and that he quickly established himself as a leading resident. On October 16, 1785, he married a woman named Sarah Chu Elliott, the daughter of a Captain Thomas Elliott, who ushered him into Baltimore society. The following year, he made the first of many land purchases along the Patapsco River, just east of Fells Point. That first 11 acres grew over the course of the next decade to a plantation of nearly 2,000 acres. He named this estate after the city from which his new wealth had originated, Canton. O'Donnell maintained his commercial connections to China, making a last voyage there in 1789, and he lived in Baltimore until his death in 1805. He seems to have lost some of his love for his adopted homeland, telling a British interviewer late in life that, quote, "the merchants of Baltimore, as a body of men, are not worth a guinea." Some years after he passed on, his eldest son, Columbus O'Donnell, formed the Canton Company, with the express purpose of developing his father's estate, plus several thousand more acres along the harbor. This venture became a driving force for bringing industry, labor, housing, shipping, and port development to Baltimore. While the father gave the neighborhood its name, the son ensured that an echo of the China trade would remain a part of Baltimore.
The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and anthropology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.